Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, yo! 20 after 4. Cardi Roberts on the Fan. Tonight, Gotham Comedy. What are you most excited for, Evan? The five amazing comedians, the Pulse of the People award ceremony, or the premiere of the trailer for the new documentary, The Downfall of Sexy Blue Eyes?
Probably the trailer.
The trailer?
Probably the
you
trailer,
seen
number
it
one.
All yet, right?
I didn't want to, no.
Yeah.
I wanted to be completely surprised.
Yeah.
I would say the trailer and then laughing at inappropriate jokes. That's going to make me smile.
Inappropriate jokes. Well, Aaron Berg is hosting it with us tonight.
Oh, Aaron Berg.
So you're going to have plenty of inappropriate jokes.
That's what I love about him.
He's one of the great touring comedians in the country, for my money.
Yes.
Plus Eric D'Alessandro from Staten Island. Jeff Norris from New Jersey. Steve White.
I want to do
a few others.
I want to do two things tonight.
Yes, laugh.
I want to laugh and get drunk.
I can help you with both.
Is that fair?
I can help you do both.
That's it.
Yes. Which doesn't matter what order you do them in. How about laugh, get drunk, laugh?
Yes.
How's that? And then if you want, I'm a New York pizza guy, but there's a style of pizza that's known as Pittsburgh style.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Pittsburgh style pizza place around the corner from Gotham.
Right.
If you'd like, after the show tonight, I'd be happy to buy you a slice.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
All right, just so you go home full belly, having a good time, drunk, into the weekend.
Okay.
As long as you're not driving.
No, I'm not. In fact, I didn't tell you this. I'm not going home tonight.
Sorry?
I'm not going home tonight.
You're not going home tonight?
Staying in the city tonight.
Oh, is that right?
A little night out. Yeah.
Making a little night of it. With the wifey, huh?
That's right.
Oh,
that's
well, that right. Changes everything.
It does. Now all of a sudden getting drunk makes a lot more
sense.
Would
you like to go to Marquee tonight?
No.
Or the club that you can't get into attached to town downtown?
No.
Come on.
I don't want to go clubbing.
I have to live vicariously through somebody.
No, I understand.
I can't go out anymore.
I understand.
Well, if you want to go, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you like to go to a badass speakeasy that's hidden inside a five and dime store?
That's possible.
Would you like to do that?
That is definitely, it really comes down to, because I'm an old man now.
Okay.
My wife has gotten older.
So you're more of a speakeasy kind of guy?
No, we may pass out and just go right to the hotel.
Would you like to go to a Chinatown apothecary?
No.
For drinks that, you know, do funny things?
No.
No.
The speakeasy is the most appealing thing you said to
me.
Would
you want to go to a nondescript door about six blocks from here, knock on the door,
mm-hmm.
be led down a unlit hallway into a basement for one of the great experiences of your life?
What's the experience?
Can't tell you.
Any hint?
Can't tell you. Or I'll do you one better. Would you like to go to one of my favorite places in the city, Mary's Crisis, which is a Broadway bar, but it's down here in the village.
A Broadway bar?
So
what does
is,
that mean?
It's basically, it's like being in a frat house. It's
right.
A basement.
Right.
It's a nondescript, ugly basement.
Okay.
All right? There's a badass piano in there.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone in there is like a world-class singer. So Broadway performers, when they get the nod that, hey, you're going to be sitting in for, you know, the lead of a show, or you got the lead of a show. To celebrate that, they all go to Mary's Crisis. They put the sheet music on the piano. There's a world-class piano player in there.
Right.
And they sing songs from the Broadway show.
Huh.
And then on top of that, they'll sing, you know, Billy Joel, Elton John, like awesome songs.
That's
that
kind of cool.
We all know all the words to.
Right.
But you're in this bar, crappy beer, tight like sardines, but world-class, no joke, Broadway stars singing all night.
That's kind of intriguing.
And you're singing along with them.
That's kind of intriguing.
That's awesome.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that is awesome. So if you want that.
You're giving me a menu of choices.
And it's great to go to Mary's Crisis. Happens to be the end of Pride Month. It's great. It's awesome there. It's a place to be packed. Yeah, any interest in that?
The packed part like sardines turned me off.
You like,
I don't like packed.
You like packed.
No. Like a sardines? No, what's appealing about that? Sounds like a Subway during rush hour. I'm not good with that.
Oh, come on, but it's great. It's it's one of my favorite places in New York City.
There was a bar I was at in New Orleans once, and it was great music, but I was packed like sardines. And I remember thinking to myself, as great as the music was, as great as the drink was, the hurricane, whatever the hell they call it, I'm like, I don't want to be packed like a sardine.
Mary's Crisis is awesome. You got to go
appealing about
there,
that?
Dude. I'll take you as my guest. They'll think we're a couple. It'll be great.
I'm not going out with you.
No, no.
I'm going out with my wife.
No, not no tonight. One night.
Oh, a different night?
You and I'll go out.
Yeah, we'll consider.
Yes, you and I'll go out.
I'll consider that a possible option down the road.
Do you want to go to the Big Gay Ice Cream Store?
What's that?
The Big Gay Ice Cream Store.
So I get a lot of ice cream?
Yeah, just an ice cream place.
Okay.
How about that?
Do they have mint chip?
Of course they have
mint
chip.
All right, I'd consider that too.
Who doesn't have mint chip?
I don't know, man.
Well, you've never experienced New York City.
I mean, I have. I lived here for a while. I mean, I lived in Brooklyn and Queens.
Oh.
What?
How about this? I'll send you to Koreatown, one of the great massage places in America. On the up and up. Totally legit. Couples massage. Hang out in like your own igloo. Bathe together.
Bathe together?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah. How about that?
This Thursday night's getting very interesting.
How about that? I'll tell you what, just before you leave tonight, okay?
Yep.
You tell me where you want to go. Okay? And I'll set it up for you.
Probably the comedy show and then to the hotel.
Comedy show and hotel.
Yeah,
so everything that New York City has to offer you, and you're going to go comedy show, hotel.
Man. When the show ends around 10 o'clock, and now it's 10 o'clock, and we've already had a night out, and it was a long day, and I've been very stressed today.
Couples massage.
There's a good chance we just pass out.
Bathing together.
I mean, it sounds very interesting. I'm drawn in by it.
All right, well, you let me know if you want to go.
Thank you.
It's called Juvenex.
I appreciate the offers.
Yeah. All right, and it's on the up and up. There's no happy endings there. It's a legitimate massage parlor. Okay? Now, if you want the happy ending, that's a different place. I can send you there, too. They're open 24/7. But I was told the other day to ixnay on the, you know, info A.
Who told you that?
I don't want to get into it. I was told that I don't want to blow up anyone's spot.
Huh.
So I was encouraged, I never said the place's name. I just said what it's near.
So you reveal too much information?
Oh, for some people's liking, yes. I revealed what part of town the place was in, and so people were worried about that. Yeah, they need to find a new place now, I guess. I don't know. What do I know? Here's what I do know. Met fans are panicking. The Braves are only 3 games away from overtaking first place. The Brooklyn Nets just lost Kevin Durant, and most likely, you got to assume, Kyrie's out the door next.
Oh, Kyrie's definitely gone. You're
that
not keeping
sense.
Kyrie Irving, even if you're going to get a minimal return
right.
for him, you're going to trade him.
And then, from the Yankee perspective, with the Yankees playing the Astros in that one-game makeup tonight in Houston, Severino against Luis Garcia, do they put Joey Gallo back in the lineup? Joey Gallo, of course, was not played yesterday because he is now, and I'm not making this up, 0 for his last 24, 13 strikeouts in those 24 at-bats.
I have the answer. Do you think he's in the lineup tonight?
I think he is in the lineup tonight.
He is. He's batting ninth in right field.
You know why? Because it's not home. If tonight was a home game,
and also,
they would not put him in the lineup to get booed.
They haven't fully given up on him. They just haven't. I mean, they are still running him out there. And I think at some point they will.
Yeah, trade deadline they will.
Yeah, I think at some point. But look, they don't feel any pressure right now because they're on the same pace as the 98 Yankees.
And by the way,
why would you feel any pressure?
I'm not even sure that you can trade him. But they're going to acquire somebody who then is going to render him, you know, DFA-able.
You can trade him. You will get very little back. I think a team like Philadelphia would absolutely trade for him because of Bryce being out. and he's actually a good defender, unlike Kyle Schwarber and Nicholas Castellanos. So I think like a team like the Phillies would trade for him. You're just not going to get anything back. And then it comes down to, where can I upgrade? Like, who can I bring in to upgrade my left field or center field situation? But tonight, Aaron Hicks is out of the lineup. So it's Judge in center, Giancarlo in left.
Okay.
Joey Gallo in right.
Well, here's also, let's be just say it. We've already said it. Aaron Judge is the everyday center fielder.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, he has cemented that. That's locked down.
He is a tremendous defensive center fielder.
Yeah. He is your everyday center fielder. Let's not mess around with that anymore. Other than they see DHs, which we few and far between.
He's the center fielder. Yeah. And unless they're trading for a center fielder, but I don't think they will. I think it's going to be a corner outfielder. I think Benintendi will be a Yankee. That'd probably be what they do.
All right. 877-337-6666. Here's Kyle in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. For Evan, I'm from Jersey, as Greg noted. I was a Net fan, had season tickets for the Nets, so when they moved to Brooklyn, I stopped following them as much, didn't switch teams.
Fair enough.
Didn't follow the NBA as much. But honestly, Evan, I know this doesn't sound like it today, but this is a blessing. This team was never going to win a championship.
And how do we know that, though? We never saw it.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that, but with Kyrie, he's a cancer. He is. He's a cancer, and he was going to be part of this group with Durant, and they were never going to win a title. And the only time I was excited about watching the Nets since they moved to Brooklyn was a couple years back with D'Angelo Russell. And if I would be upset about one thing more, I would have been upset about when they broke that team up.
Come on.
To get this
Kyle, that team was fun. That team wasn't going to win anything. And that's what I'm sick of. They had a nice core. They had great chemistry. And I love that season. I had a great time that season. I'll never forget staying up till 1 a.m. to watch their comeback against the Kings. But I also knew the reality, and that was they weren't winning anything. And here's what's frustrating. I respect your opinion. I'm sure there are many people in this city, basketball fans, who have the same opinion. This Net team wasn't going to win anything. But we'll never know. And that's what kills me. We don't know the answer to that.
Nope.
I never saw the full thing. Ever.
How many games did the three of them, when Harden was here, play together? 9?
16 games.
Something stupid, right?
And even Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving barely played together. And even this year felt dirty because they missed so much time earlier this season with the vaccine mandate. Like, we never saw it fully together. So, and that's the biggest what if in sports, that I'll never know if they couldn't win or not.
So the first fake news site has come out with what's going to drive you crazy. And I want to be clear about this. I'm not going to say the psych, because it's fake.
All right? What do you got?
The Knicks have contacted the Brooklyn Nets.
They should.
KD is interested in joining a contender first, but his business, 35 Ventures, could keep Durant in New York because it's good for him long term.
So there's two things about
it. And here's this. The Nets are intrigued by the picks and young players on the Knicks.
So here's the thing. Number one,
stop.
They would never allow it. Like, the Nets would never, even if the offer was the best, I don't think they would do it.
Because of the obvious.
Yeah.
God forbid it was successful.
Well, the Mets and
they would eat it.
It's like the Mets and Yankees making a trade, and this one's worse because they're in the same division. That's number one. And number two, with all due respect to the young pieces that you have, and I actually do like what the Knicks are doing, so I'm not being a hater here. It's not enough. Because what I want in the package, as it's starting to come clear to me, is I need a young, emerging star that I can look at and say, I may not win a title anytime soon, but here's what I'm building around.
Okay, I'll tell you what's trending, if you want to hear it.
RJ Barrett?
No, but I would trade Barrett for Durant.
Of course, dude.
I would say if you wanted him. Matter of fact, I gave you the starting five from last year.
No, sir.
If you want.
Would you trade?
Good.
Would you trade? I'm being serious.
I'm listening.
Because I think there's going to be some Knicks fans who say no. Would you trade at all? Like, if I literally said to you, okay, I'm going to do it. I don't care that he goes to the Knicks. I want RJ. I want Quickly. I want every first-round pick, all the extras that you have for the next 5 years. Obviously, every other year, since you can't trade your own if you don't.
Right.
Whatever.
Sepien rule.
8 first-round picks. Okay? I'm not kidding you. RJ Barrett, IQ, every young piece on your roster. You will be left with nothing. Like, literally. I am taking everything from you. Would you really do that?
Well, I mean, who's playing?
Kevin Durant and
whomever, and four guys.
Whoever you can.
Four guys who can walk straight.
No, I'm serious. Like, would you really do that? Knowing he's 34. Knowing.
I don't know that I would. When you put it that way.
There you go.
If I'm going to be a smart Knicks fan, I'd probably say no.
Right.
To that.
And I would understand because the end game is what?
Doesn't mean you shouldn't ask for it.
No, you should call. The Knicks would be doing a disservice to not call. I'm going to likely hang up on you. But you should call.
Yeah, I don't think. Listen, as much as I'd love Durant to be a Knick, I'm not going to be foolish enough to think it's ever going to happen. I'm not. It's just not.
I want the Boston Celtics to call me because I got something I want. I do.
You want Tatum?
I want
Brown.
I'm not asking.
Smart.
No, no. I'm not asking for Jason Tatum because I know that's not happening. But I want Jaylen Brown. I want Marcus Smart, and I want four number ones. I would consider that. I would have to strongly.
That's so kind of you to consider that.
I would consider
gutting the Celtics. You'd consider that.
KD and Tatum.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm going to start to have fun with this now. I am.
You're not going to have fun with any of it. You hate it. You're miserable.
I hate it. I am miserable in my life. But now with the dons of the NBA, like, we get to just make these crazy demands. Oh, you want KD? Okay, here's what I want.
By the way, that's what the Nets should do now.
Yeah.
The Nets, frankly, should go get a bottle of 1800 tequila, finish it, and then start calling teams.
Yeah.
This is what we want. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I would
do. That's exactly what they should do. Well, the first thing they should have done is said no to him. We're not trading you, too bad.
Well, that, you know, that never. Sadly, I'm with
you. Kobe.
Yeah.
The Lakers said, we're not trading you.
I think.
Or they were close to trading him. The Bull deal fell apart. And they
there are differences, obvious differences.
What are the differences?
Kobe had already won three titles.
Okay.
I mean, that's a big difference, right?
100%, but he still wanted out.
Yes, he wanted out. I'd have to go back, to be fair, and read the particulars of what had pissed him off. I think they acquired Paul Gasol after that, too.
They did. No, no.
I think
they
brought the piece, right?
They brought back Phil. They got Paul Gasol. Yeah. No, and they won.
But I'm not sure what his beef was, where he was like, I've won three rings here. I want out.
Because ultimately, if the Nets played hardball with Durant and said, we're not trading you, what is Kevin going to do? He's not going to not play.
Right.
He's not Anthony Davis.
And sadly, we do live in a world, whether we like it or not, some people don't care, some people do, always back the player, where I can't think of a time in recent memory where the player, and there's not a lot of players of his caliber, a great player, an all-star player, demanded a trade and didn't get it.
Yeah, no, they always do.
We live in that world.
And I got one other question for you.
Yeah.
So it is now coming out that KD's upset Kyrie wasn't offered the max, okay?
Yeah, well, we said that already.
Yeah, okay.
That's obvious.
The Nets can still give Kyrie Irving a max contract extension today.
Right. So in other words, can you save Durant by saying, okay, we'll give Kyrie the 4 years, $200 million it is.
We were wrong.
Does
you
that
got
make
it.
You happy?
But would that make him happy?
But my gut is that, and I don't know this because we're not in the room, it seems like it's too late.
I agree.
Because remember, the other reports came out last week also when Kyrie finally announced he's coming back for the 1 year, that Durant had not spoken to the front office the entire offseason.
That was concerning.
Almost like he was sitting back watching to see what they would do.
He said it on his podcast, I'm watching what's going on.
Yeah.
Now he watched what was going on. He didn't like what he saw.
Right.
But that's what kills me.
Because it's almost like saying, no, 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 no. Oh, you're going to leave? Yes, 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 yes. At some point, all right, you've shown your true colors. I don't want to be a part of that.
Right.
Now, you can make the argument, grow up, we'll give Kyrie the money, go play basketball.
Oh, dude, outside
of
this.
But we know that doesn't work these days.
Outside of this town where we have, you know, I'm a Net fan, you're Nick Fade, who hates the Nets, which is fine. Outside of this town, Kevin Durant is going to be crucified nationally. You know that.
Yes.
He's being looked
at. We've known this before we got here. He has only reconfirmed it since he's been here. He is sensitive to it, and he hears it. Whether it's ESPN, whether it's FS1, whether it's us on the radio, we are aware, and he's confirmed it. He hears all of it, and he's got
rabbit
ears.
Then why would you do it if you hear all of it? If you know you're going to get crucified for a decision to force your way out and then list the two top seeds in the conference as the teams you want to go to.
Yeah.
Like, you know there's going to be negative backlash to it. Why would you do it if you're so sensitive? Ultimately, you don't care then.
It's a great question.
You don't really care what people say about you then.
Maybe he gets reunited with James in Philly.
Philly wants him.
Of course not.
They don't have it.
By the way.
Don't have enough.
Everybody wants
them. Every team should call.
How about this? Here's what's trending. I'm sorry. I interrupted myself earlier. I'm not putting stock in. I'm just saying it's trending. AD for KD.
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Plus, why the hell would I do that?
How about AD and Russ for KD?
No.
You know you want that.
I wouldn't do KD for LeBron. I wouldn't do KD for LeBron and AD.
But I'll give you Russ or Westbrook.
No.
You love him.
You could give me the whole Laker. I don't want it. No. I think the Warriors could put together a great package.
The Warriors could give you a legitimate package.
Absolutely.
But I don't think he's got the balls to go back there.
He doesn't have a choice.
Here's why.
He doesn't have a choice.
I know, but just pretend for a minute he has an opinion.
Okay.
He can't go back there because that's the team everybody mocks him for leaving.
I know.
Because if he goes back there and wins again, see? You needed Steph.
Dude, there's a part of me that wants to spite him and send him to the Warriors.
Now, by the way, if I'm Durant and the goal is to win again, because he's already an NBA champion, he's a finals MVP. Now it's, I guess, legacy more than anything. And his legacy for me is cemented. He's one of the great players to ever play. Yeah. And he's won titles. And he's been finals MVP. So it is what it is. But boy, oh boy, if I want to go to the best team, saddle up. Right?
Yeah. He wouldn't do that.
You go right back to Golden State.
And they have a good offer to make.
I'll give you.
They can make an intriguing offer.
Totally off Main Street, which you'd have to really follow basketball to know what I'm getting at and why I could make a good argument for it without getting in the weeds on other teams we don't care about here. Oklahoma City is a really interesting place.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I mentioned that last week. I think it was off air. I don't think I mentioned it on air. That the Thunder have so many picks. They've collected so many first-round picks that they are best equipped to trade for Kevin Durant with some kind of ungodly
package. They got the picks.
But,
they've got young players.
But why would they do that? To right the wrong? Well, to bring him back?
Just saying.
And then do what?
It'd be interesting. It'd be interesting, though. Right?
I just want...
Like, they've got the picks.
They do.
We know that.
But you know what? I want the picks. I want some picks, but I want other picks to be used to get me good young players because the Nets can't tank. Yeah. They don't have their own picks. So... I need players. Picks are going to be involved, as they should be, but I want players.
Let me ask you this. I'm just thinking about this out loud. Then a private break we have to take, I imagine.
I'm sure.
In the history of New York sports, you've got Tom Seaver, obviously.
Right.
I guess I got to put Ewing up there.
He was done, but
you got to put him up there. I mean, this is, who are the greatest New York athletes to be traded out of town?
That we traded away. Jackie Robinson was traded, then retired from the Dodgers to the Giants. I don't know if I count
Not
that
gonna
one.
Count that one.
Yeah. Fran Tarkenton.
To Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, the time in the moment. Okay.
That's up there.
He's in the conversation. Ewing, we're on the same page.
I mean, it's Tom Seaver.
Right.
I don't think there's anything close. Who's the greatest player the Yankees ever traded? Like, is there really anybody that's...
Who's the greatest Yankee the Yankees ever traded away?
Roberto Kelly.
Roberto Kelly. You just put Roberto Kelly in the same sentence as Kevin Durant.
I did not. You asked
you
me.
You are something special,
you
buddy.
You asked me who's the best Yankee.
That is trade. Great.
Oh, well, the Nets traded Jason Kidd. He was pretty good. I enjoyed him. The Knicks traded Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
The Nets traded Bernard King. He was pretty good.
Right, but you're talking about...
I'm just giving you names. I'm not saying any of them are as good as KD. Kevin Durant's maybe the greatest player
he
ever traded.
He might be the greatest New York athlete ever traded away. Tom Seaver on the list.
The thing that's so different, though, is that while I'm annoyed and this is devastating, Tom Seaver's another level. Tom Seaver is just another level of gut wrench if I was around and I was a Met fan alive at that time. So Durant may be the quote-unquote best player, but he was with us only for a couple of years. And I know one of the big criticisms you guys as Knicks fans used to say is he's a mercenary. And I would fight back and say he's not anymore. He's one of us. Well, you guys were right. He turned out to be, even though it didn't work, because he was here for 90 games. He was here for two seasons that he played, 1 year where he was injured, and now he's gone. What else would you call him, Craig?
Now, here's the second part of the question we'll get into after the break. How does Kyrie react to this?
He's gone.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we've got another update on Durant and Kyrie from the Woj Bomb. KD and Kyrie have made it clear they want to continue to play together anywhere but Brooklyn.
The balls on these guys.
Now, you're already playing together.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Something had to have happened.
And they think that somehow magically they're going to end up on the same team together?
They think so.
It's not going to happen.
Well, something had to have happened with Josiah Sean Marks. Because if the goal is to play together, memo to both of you knuckleheads, you're on the same team.
So literally not giving Kyrie Irving the full max.
I guess.
And the way the negotiations took place, which we were both critical of, that the Nets should not have done that.
They should not have done anything publicly the way they
did. That was enough. That was enough to turn them off. That was enough to say, I got to get the hell out of here.
Or it means this. It means we may have collectively gotten one thing terribly wrong. Many of us, I believe you included, I don't want to put words in your mouth, stop me if I am, have always felt that since he came here, Durant was pulling the strings.
Right.
It appears, could be wrong, that Kyrie's pulling the strings.
Well, as far as what? The organization?
If Kyrie has poisoned the organization so much so in Durant's head that he is going to force his way out with 4 years guaranteed on his contract and Kyrie agreeing to play at least this year in Brooklyn,
right,
that we can't play for these people, for this guy, that guy, then it would appear to me, I could be wrong, that we've gotten it wrong in regards to who the power player is.
I thought
it was Durant.
Well, go back to when they signed here. Why did Kevin Durant pick the Brooklyn Nets when there were never rumors about him coming to Brooklyn? Well, one theory was Kyrie Irving wanted to come here. Kyrie Irving grew up in New Jersey. Kyrie Irving was a Nets fan. Kyrie Irving freaked out the first time he met Ian Eagle. It's a true story. He was excited. He was meeting the announcer of the team he grew up watching. So he was a genuine Nets fan.
Sure.
That Kyrie pulled KD to Brooklyn. That's why Durant picked the Nets. So if Kyrie is the one who pulled Kevin Durant to Brooklyn, then Kyrie was going to be the one to pull him out. And Kyrie was obviously pissed off that the Nets, even though no one else was willing, but the Nets weren't willing to give him a full max. And so Kyrie Irving clearly pulls the strings on Durant. That's really what it comes down to.
It appears that way,
right? And by the way, 3 years ago, I loved it. Because if the reason Durant picked the Nets was Kyrie Irving, then it's all worth it to me, right?
Of course.
You got Kevin Durant.
And I would say the same exact thing if they came to my team.
The problem is what got him here is what's blowing it up.
I mean, again, we're surmising.
No, we are.
But it does seem pretty clear.
Here's why we're not surmising. something happened to piss off Durant, and it's centered around the contract negotiations of Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. So he didn't like the way they handled it.
He didn't like it.
Right.
And that pisses me off that Joseph Tsai, supposedly such a brilliant businessman with Alibaba, well, guess what? The brilliant businessman effed this up.
Well, I'll do you one better.
He did. He screwed it up.
I'll do you one better. It shows you the way the NBA is today from a standpoint of player strength. One of the things that we believe that Durant and Kyrie are pissed about is the manner in which the Brooklyn Nets handled negotiations and then being very loose-lipped to the media, putting stories out there about the situation, about no other team being interested in the sign and trade, blah, blah, blah. They played the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's fascinating to me, if we're right, that's one of the parts of the story that turned off Durant and Kyrie, but the reality is they do it. They do it as much as the team did.
They did it first.
Right.
They were the ones who were leaking the
whole... So it's fascinating that's what bothered them. The Nets played their game, and the Nets lost.
What is so tough is, I know that in a vacuum, most people will side against Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And if all things are equal, I'd agree with you. But when it comes to a basketball team, you've got to do what it takes. They gave the players the control. That's how they got them.
And by the way,
when you grab the control away, this is the risk that could happen. And in a player's league, Craig, can you afford that?
No, and here's the thing that gets me the most. I could sit here and talk till tomorrow about how this player, that player, is not worth the obscene amounts of money. We could easily have that conversation, right? Mm-hmm. How do you get paid $50 million a year to play basketball? You're not worth it, blah, blah, blah. And that's a fine conversation. We could have that all day. You know, articulate why it's ridiculous, right? But the reality is, in their world, it's not ridiculous. And if it costs a multi-billionaire an extra $100 to $200 million, significant amount of money, to keep a core group of all-stars together to give you the hope, no guarantee, mm-hmm. of winning a championship, I'm sorry. That's the cost
no
of
question.
Doing business.
No question.
And by the way,
no question.
Everybody that yelled and screamed about the amount of money that the Golden State Warriors spent on their team this year salary-wise. Remember, Windhorst made a big deal about it. It became a talking point early in the NBA Finals this year. I went and did a little research on it. The Golden State Warriors made a profit this year.
Mm.
They didn't lose any money, right?
Right.
So the notion was, oh, luxury tax, $300 million on top of everything else. How could they possibly make that work? They made it work, and they made money.
Yeah, because if you win in the NBA, you'll make money.
Now, wait a minute. I think I see right now the brand-new Pulse of the People trophy. This is much like when the Stanley Cup gets brought into the studios, and we all say, why? The cup doesn't talk.
Yeah, but Craig, you're a candidate for this. You can't touch it.
I'm not only a finalist, I'm a six-time winner.
You're touching it.
I can touch whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, but you're going to jinx it.
So for those of you that are watching on SNY, this is what I'm holding in my hand. The updated, this is awesome.
It's big.
This is the brand new trophy for the Pulse of the People. You'll notice, Evan, there is no name on it. The name will be put on it, I assume, tonight at Gotham Comedy Club.
I want to make something very, very clear.
I think I know who just lost it.
I don't mean to intimidate you or the committee. It would not be wise for Kyrie Irving to win this tonight.
Ooh.
I'll just leave it at that.
By the way, Kyrie Irving might show up tonight.
Will he?
He could.
It would be
Rob
wise.
Rob Manfred might come tonight.
It would be wise.
They've both been invited.
You know what? I'm going to go far with this. I would be more upset with Kyrie Irving winning than Rob Manfred. I have no problem with Rob Manfred winning as long as it means Kyrie Irving doesn't win.
Interesting. So you are now supporting the candidacy of Rob Manfred.
Kyrie Irving blew the Nets up.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
I never thought I'd see that coming. Oh. That's funny. And I texted Rob today and MLB saying, hey, it'd be great to see you guys tonight. As you know, Rob is a finalist for the Pulse of the People. So there you go.
So is he coming?
Well, I mean, I'm not his secretary. How the hell would I know?
He's not coming.
By the way, what are you going to do when Rob Manfred and Kyrie Irving both come tonight for the awards
ceremony?
I'm more
pissed at Kyrie Irving than I am Rob Manfred right now. So, in fact, I think Rob Manfred got too much heat for that article the other day. I agreed with a lot of what he said. Sorry.
Look at you.
Yeah.
If Kyrie wins it, will you introduce him?
Oh, I'll introduce him, all right.
What would you say?
I won't tell you. Just give me the microphone that night.
So if I see Kyrie in the building, which is possible, he may come, and he's the winner.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce
him? Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll give you the mic.
What sucks is that my introduction for him would maybe lead to a standing ovation for him because most of the people in the building are Knicks fans. So they may say, yes, he blew up the Nets. We love that guy.
You can make the argument. He deserves it now more than ever.
Yeah.
You can make that argument from a Knicks fan perspective.
Look, I've seen the tweets on Twitter. There are a lot of Knicks fans who are celebrating this day.
As I am.
As if they won something. And I guess I respect that. You're not going to win anything, so you may as well take these kinds of victories like we did as Met fans in 2004 when the Yankees collapsed. So there's a part of me that respects that. It's the closest you're going to get to winning, so you may as well enjoy it. Celebrate your championship.
By the way, I have discovered another way in which you and I are very different in how the listeners of this show react to you and I. How often do you get offered pre-roll weed before events on Twitter? Is it a significant amount of times? Because not only did I have about 13 people give me weed at Citi Field yesterday,
right.
I've got another dozen offers of weed for tonight's comedy show.
Nice.
I got pre-rolls. I got edibles.
You're set.
It's like a drugstore.
You can have a
party.
That's
being offered right now. It's great. The only problem is, you can't trust it from an unknown source.
Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway.
Nolan Ryan was traded, but it was before he knew he was great.
Yeah. And you've also poo-pooed Nolan Ryan's career anyway.
That's true.
You said he's the most overrated pitcher in the Hall of Fame.
I stand by that. He is. No, he's most overrated.
So you're not going to put him on
your list? I'm just thinking about other great players that were traded.
877-337-6666. Don't forget, the Yankees have a makeup game tonight with the Houston Astros in Houston, which is really crazy if you consider yesterday, the Astros were here, the Yankees were here. Now they're both in Houston.
You know why?
To play one game in Houston.
You know why? Because of Rob Manfred.
Bang!
By the way, hold on. Just one quick thing about the rant rumors. This is what I like to hear. Here's a report about the Nets have made it clear. If they trade Kevin Durant to Phoenix, they must receive Devin Booker in return. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, they should.
That's some negotiations.
They should.
Oh, you want KD?
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's cute.
I respect it. Devin Booker. Wait a second. Devin Booker and Ben Simmons on the same team?
There you go.
Are you aware of that issue?
Is that a Kendall Jenner issue?
Didn't they both? Yeah.
Yeah. They both had slept with the same Jenner. I mean, to be fair, half of Western civilization had sex with them.
And wouldn't that be a great marketing tandem for the Brooklyn Nets? Come see the Eskimo.
You know who you bring back?
What?
To be like pro player personnel director?
Chris Humphries.
Because he can relate. It'll be like therapy.
Yes.
877-337-6666. That'd be funny. Chris Humphries comes back. When it comes to setting the standard for luxury, it's hard. By the way, real quick, would the Suns trade Booker for Durant?
No.
You don't think so? I think they would.
Is that something that they would regret down the road? Booker is so much younger. He's a blossoming superstar.
No, he's a great player.
I mean, look, I'll tell you right now, as a Net fan, that'd be the way to find myself.
You'd love him, of
I don't
course.
Know if I'd say excited because I think the whole thing would still suck, but I'd be pretty, whoa, I got Devin Booker to build around? Okay.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This weekend is the 35th anniversary of WFAN.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
And I believe after the Yankee game tonight, Jody McDonald will be doing a show here at WFAN.
Nice.
I'm not sure if there's any other surprises tomorrow or over the weekend.
I heard about one.
But I do know that it's the 35th anniversary.
I heard about a big one.
A big surprise?
Uh-huh. I heard about a very big...
When's it going to be?
I heard tomorrow.
So Big Mac is working tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow at about 3 o'clock.
Are you doing the show alone tomorrow?
I am solo. Solo, just me.
Is that the way you want it? Or would you rather have a partner?
Not particularly, you know.
I mean, I can get your partner if you want.
Who are you going to get me?
I don't know. Maybe Matt, the intern?
I like Matt.
All right.
I'm Sonny. Okay by myself.
Maybe you have Sonny.
Listen,
maybe.
Honestly, if Basketball Jones wants to call in and
call in and just go over this stuff with you, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't wake up before 4. So.
That's the problem.
He'd have to have him on like 5.
Right.
When he's fully awake. What's your surprise, Evan?
I heard about a very big surprise at 3 o'clock.
All right, so you're doing the show tomorrow. Who's your guest at 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Well, we will hear from a very big, prominent figure in the station's history at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock tomorrow, we will hear from a big, prominent figure in the station's history. Mark Chernoff is coming on for an hour.
No. Bigger than Chernoff.
Although I'm sure he's calling behind the scenes to scream about how I'm doing a solo show in Afternoon Drive.
What are we doing?
Yes.
What is Spike doing?
So someone might hear from Mark Chernoff tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
I could have scheduled that for years, and I didn't. You know why? He's no good. Him and Jerry Recco, they're no good.
I put him on at 2 a.m. for a reason.
And that's charity. I only did it because I wanted to sleep more from 2 to 3. All right, who's coming on at 3 o'clock?
We will hear from Mike Francesa at 3 o'clock.
How about that? Did I okay that? Did Evan okay that?
I okayed it.
You did?
I did.
Okay, great.
I said absolutely.
Great.
Mike Francesa, yes!
So 3 o'clock tomorrow, I think he's being very cagey with how he described it, but okay. We will hear from Mike Francesa tomorrow.
You know Big Mac and Mike.
At 3 o'clock.
Big Mac worked for Mike.
Yeah,
for
Mike
many
doesn't
years.
Know his name.
Had no idea what his
name
is.
He
no
knows ideas. My name.
No, he doesn't.
He struggled with it, like many people do, by the way.
It's not that hard.
I don't think so.
And if he cared, he wouldn't struggle with it.
Well.
Yeah.
That is a very fair point.
He could say
what's
Andrew
my kids'
Renteria,
names again?
But he can't say McMonagle?
No, what are my
your kids'
names?
What does it matter what your kids' names are?
No, but Big Mac, you're right.
Maddie,
and this is Tommy and Maddie?
Here's Andrew.
Here's what's
Anthony
beautiful about
Maddie
this.
Craig said, if you care about it, you know.
Yes.
He doesn't care about your kids.
Yes, I do. By the way, you don't. I love little Tommy.
That was kind of my insinuation when I asked him the name of my
little
kids.
Tommy's my favorite of the two.
Yeah.
And little Maddie. So funny.
See, here's the proof of this. And don't play dumb. You damn well know my kids' names.
Yes, I do.
What are they?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Jet.
Yes.
And Spencerino.
Spenceroni, babe.
Yes.
So you care.
I've never
appreciate
met Spence, though.
Well, you know, you will eventually at some point, I guess.
When he's 13.
Not at the comedy show tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'd be a bad spot for me to first meet your son, considering he's a year and a half old.
Imagine if we just bring him.
Yeah, he is. He's okay.
Hey, by the way, congratulations.
Thank you. What did I do?
According to Shams, Jalen Brunson has canceled his meeting with the Dallas Mavericks and intends on signing a 4-year, $110 million deal with the New York Knicks.
Doesn't excite you. It doesn't.
I think it's a good move. I really do.
I appreciate young, burgeoning talent. I get all that.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what he is without. Well, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
What are you without Luka?
He's
right?
getting the keys to the castle. And look,
it's his team now. Really,
this isn't the end game. Like that. Well, it's RJ's team, but he's a part of it.
Well, he's making more money than RJ.
And look, I know this isn't the perfect answer you want to hear, but if you go through every starting point guard you've had for the last 15 years,
please don't.
For
don't.
20 years,
I don't want to.
Isn't that enough in itself for you to say, "Hey, it's worth bringing in this burgeoning talent"?
Great. All good. Okay.
Congratulations.
We're still at best the 10th seed.
Maybe. Let's see what the rest of the offseason. And by the way, this impacts the Nets, too, in this regard. Dallas is going after Kyrie. And I think a part of why they didn't make the real offer to Brunson is I think they're looking at Irving and saying, hey, we could trade him on a one-year deal. Let's go.
You know, we talk a lot how certain veterans have the respect of the young guys, mm-hmm. right? So it'd be interesting, and take Mark Cuban out for a minute. Most of the guys seem to adore Mark Cuban as an owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does Jason Kidd have that kind of juice with a guy like Kyrie, where A, Kyrie would gladly play for him? He could certainly respect his game. Jason Kidd's a Hall of Famer, right? Is that a difference maker?
Do you remember what I said to you earlier in the show about Kyrie Irving?
I don't remember what you told me a half hour ago.
I said Kyrie Irving genuinely wasn't made up BS, grew up as a Nets fan, to the point where, true story, when he met Ian Eagle for the first time, he was enamored. Like, oh my God, it's Ian Eagle.
Yeah. So he's got to love kids.
Yes, thank you.
Right.
I'm setting it up.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he thinks of Jason as a head coach, obviously. Jason's actually a pretty good head coach. And he wasn't even that bad with the Nets the 1 year he was here.
He's proven himself a couple times
now. And I'll say this to any Net fan. He was not bad the year he was here. He made great adjustments when Brooke got hurt, but whatever. I would think, logically, yeah, that would be an appealing destination for him. And he would have
good
great
team,
respect for
legit
Jason
legit superstar next to him. Yeah. That'd be a tough team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a good team already.
And you know what's great? As a Net fan, I already know what I'm getting in return. Spencer Dinwiddie.
You're getting him back.
Let's run it back. Kevin Durant to Cleveland. Jared Allen. I'll take Evan Mobley. Couple of number ones. Ben Simmons for Caris LeVert. Look what's happening.
The old Nets are back together
again.
All
we need is Theo Pinson and we're dancing.
All your fan favorites at one squat here.
Yes.
All coming back.
Yes, Craig's right. That one squat here.
Right.
Yes.
They're all coming back.
All coming back.
Run it back.
All run it back.
2019, here we go.
By the time we're doing a show again next week, because we are going to take a few days off, I want Steve Nash out as head coach of this team. I want to make that clear.
Well, I endorse that, too. And I don't do that. I'm not a fire this guy, fire that guy.
No.
The only guy, frankly, that I've endorsed firing since I've been back and done the show with you, well, there's only one guy, and I was right on it.
Was Joe Judge.
It was Joe Judge.
You were very ahead of the curve on that.
So if you told me that the Nets say, listen, you could make it work with those guys, and you're not that great a coach anyway.
You're not going to believe this, but the other night I finally got in contact with someone in the Pulse of the Committee. I had never talked to anybody about it, but
with
I met a guy.
The Pulse of the People Committee?
Pulse of the People Committee.
Nice.
And
because you're very mysterious.
She wouldn't tell me who was going to win.
Ooh, she.
But she gave me a piece of information that just rang in my head when you said that.
Yeah.
She said a big part of why Craig has had success was how accurate he was about Joe Judge. And I said, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
She's like, people forget that. He was ahead of everybody on Judge. And obviously, Evan, as you know, this quote made me laugh. She said, remember, Craig wasn't hired because he's a sports guy. So the fact that he was so ahead of everybody on a sports opinion was a really good point by her.
Yeah, I had a great year, really.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, tonight at Gotham, a couple hours from now, I'm anticipating being named for the seventh time the Pulse of the People winner. To me, the only competition at all is Stu Finer, and he's only competition because he's got the Barstool insignia on his ass.
I got to tell you, man.
So even without that, it's like those old Steven Seagal movies. You're nothing without that badge, meatball. And he goes, all right, and he puts the badge down and kicks everyone's ass. Do I have Stu Finer if he's not with Barstool? I say I do.
Even though today I've only wanted to punch you in the face four times, despite that, I don't want to fully endorse you. I think you should win.
That barbecue really set me apart.
I agree.
Over the edge.
I think the barbecue set
you apart.
Of course,
Stu's had hundreds of people at his house barbecuing and eating.
No,
so that's a tough one to match. Yeah. That's a tough one.
But was it random Met fans on a Wednesday afternoon?
Dude, he calls me like Tuesday at noon. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm getting stoned. I got 40 people in the backyard. I'm like, don't these people work? Does anybody work? Right?
It's crazy.
We got to say goodbye to SNY. And by the way, SNY did a great job yesterday hosting us in their suite.
Yes, thank you.
Their food was plentiful.
Yes.
Shake Shack, pizza, cookies. They did a great job yesterday.
And I don't know if you noticed.
I don't want to thank them for that.
They said at the end, come back anytime.
They did.
So my response is, and I'm sure you're with me, we'll be there tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. So we'll see you there.
Well, I'll pass on all that. But I did want to say, because I'm critical when it comes to food and events, SNY did it right yesterday. Well done. And I'm very appreciative of that. I felt like they actually like us.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.